This is the DLP Agenda.
Yeah, a bit of an upgrade.
Big time.
Bit of an upgrade, okay? You're listening to the law offices of Die, Laughing, and Production. It's Justin Schlegel. It's Rob Mayer. It's our patriarch. It's Randolph Rice from Rice Bertha.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome, man.
First time on
the
program.
Top of the world, Ma.
You've made it.
It's like Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, where does this rank in terms of your life accomplishments?
Top three or top one?
I'm
pretty much going to put my car into a guardrail on the way home tonight. Yeah,
this is it.
I've reached it. This is the pinnacle.
This is a landmark moment. Yeah. You know,
it really
landmark.
Landmark moment.
This is a massive.
The first person to ever wear a tie on this show.
Oh shit! He's right. That's right. You're like might be the best dressed person besides Katie.
Yeah, first tie. How about dress? Yeah. Shirt, dress pants,
clean
nice
shavings.
Socks.
You maybe take the jacket off.
College educated,
yes.
Family, respecting his peers,
yes.
Happy, chemically balanced.
Joe's been known to wear none of those things. Joe's been known to wear a dress shirt, but he wears it untucked and
He looks like one of Randolph's clients he's presenting to a judge that Randolph knows definitely killed that drifter. We got to put a TJ Maxx shirt on that ass.
Yes.
Hey, on the way here, I wanted to, you guys were talking upstairs about, you know, playing golf and I'm not a golfer, but I understand etiquette and I understand the etiquette you two were discussing, Rob at the chip and putt near that methadone clinic you play at and Randolph, the place that you play at that I think certain presidents belong to.
Yeah. A little different kind of a course,
that you got to keep the game moving. If you don't play good, at least play quick.
Right.
Keep it going. There's tee times. You tee off at 10:15. You tee off at 10:30, 10:45. You get somebody out there gumming up the works. Yeah.
Six, seven back, practice swings.
Deciding
on which club. The one they can't hit. What's it matter?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I did that tonight at a 7-Eleven.
Go on.
I shit the bed on a joke pretty hard where I went to a 7-Eleven near here. Are you a 7-Eleven Sheetz, Wawa, Royal Farms guy? Anything
I like
particular?
The Wawa food. Yeah,
Wawa killer fried chicken. But the Anne Arundel 7-Eleven has a selection of like Latin corn chips you can't get anywhere else. It's like plantain with like scorpion pepper and
That's
shit.
That's your go-to?
I love it. If I can't pronounce it, I'll take 10
Is
bags.
Is it 7-Eleven brand?
No. Okay. It's just these weird brands like Jalisco.
Nice.
It sounds like a character from fucking Narcos on Netflix.
Yes.
So I'm buying my bag of chips.
Very cultured.
Water.
Yeah.
I get that Monterey Jack cheese, chicken turkey sandwich, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, would you like your receipt? And I take it. I go, what's your return policy? Because who the fuck is ever going to return?
Sure.
She goes, let me check. No. And she has my card. She goes into the back with my card.
Oh, so now you're holding
everybody
up.
And I'm there, and two people. I'm like, I wasn't actually going to.
This asshole wants to return a big bite.
A guy comes out with her. He's like, this gentleman wants to know about returning a sandwich. Like, no. I was just doing a joke. There's no return policy on food. Yeah. Like, no. What I'm saying is that what I was doing was a joke, and I have no, but you can keep the receipt. As a matter of fact, I'd like to pay again. Like, no, when it comes to edibles, there's no return. He starts explaining. There's now four people.
Right, yeah.
Five people. I go, oh, no, it's okay. He calls over the third guy that's over there preparing meat patties and a frozen pizza.
Right. Get in here.
Could you explain? I'm like, no, don't explain. I promise you. It was a joke. It's the worst joke I've ever told. I've told bad ones.
Yes.
This is bad. And I've started, there's this like black lady in the back. She's got her hair in the thing to keep her curls in.
Yeah.
She's gonna look nice as shit tomorrow.
Absolutely.
She's like leaning over out of the line, looking at me like
fucking white people.
I'll fucking take a nail file to you.
Yeah.
I will shank you with this shit if you don't let me buy this go-go chicken taquito.
Mm.
And I mean, finally, I'm like, I have to like take the card from her hand. No return. I just kept saying, no return. I'm leaving. And I backed up everyone else's big bite tea time.
You backed it up.
You ruined the
pace of play.
Do I have
any?
Please.
Do you, Does anybody recognize you? What's the number? Give me the number of times you're recognized in a day.
Behind the curtain. He goes to his own house. They're like, who's this?
Jason?
Stop.
Damn it, Mudge. No, I maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah. Nobody from the Soto. I was like, oh, it's just Justin. He's on the radio.
No, the voice. Maybe the voice.
Occasionally the voice. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
What about
a lot?
Ass?
What about the tiny dick?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I recognize those small balls anywhere. Hey, it's Jason Whalen from BAL.
Speaking of recognizing you, Justin, did you notice the flyer I did for your comedy show?
I did have your name on it. Yeah, but it still works.
Because it's got a big giant picture of you.
It's got a big dumb picture of me. April 24th.
And it's on the description of the show.
It is. Falsehood, Malarkey, and Lies, True Stories I Made Up. It's going to be at Magoobies. It is a night. Rand, are you familiar with the show that I'm setting up?
I think so.
I'd love to have you and the entire law firm there.
I'll be there.
Your favorite paralegal gets to come, but only pick one. Because I know that they tend to piddle when they get excited. It's a night of me telling a variety of stories that I'm trying to whittle down into more succinct,
I'm very excited.
Potent
what do you
material.
Call that in the industry?
Honestly,
workshopping?
An open mic night.
Okay, all right.
It's a paid open mic. Comics do that.
Like they're called just working out new material.
Yeah, you take stuff on
usually
the road.
It's in the description of the show, so people know that.
Exactly.
And some people like the idea of watching just the creative
process. People do. Some people like watching our friend Rory Scovel compared to watching a chef cook.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do you get to see the chef cook and work on the meal. Mm-hmm. And if you're a true fan of stand-up, you'll want to see the process. Like, okay, I saw Rob Mayer do this great bit in March. And he was, you could tell he was kind of bouncing around the idea.
He did. Randolph saw me in March. Yeah.
You see him again in September.
Yeah.
And that shit is shined to a mirror finish.
Yeah.
That's fun to see that.
Yeah.
It's like listening to a musician's raw tapes.
Which you never get to do.
Which you never do unless it's like some special box set or some unreleased Rolling Stone reel-to-reel they found. No, so people sometimes like the process. But that's what I'm trying to make very clear on the 24th.
Right.
What you are seeing is beyond raw.
Yeah.
Seinfeld
used to talk about how it's a joke is like jumping off from a cliff. He says if it's too far of a jump, then people don't get it. If it's too close, it's too easy.
Exactly.
So you're trying to get that perfect
It's just
jump.
That terrifying.
It's horrible.
May I recommend the 7-Eleven receipt story?
Oh, I should.
That's a good one.
I'll kick that off.
Yes.
Is anyone here ever confused a small Uruguayan woman? As well, a bunch of people that are just getting off work.
That's a good setup.
Just getting off work.
Yes.
Well, you know, I told Rob this at his show a couple weeks ago about how, I said the story about how I thought I was really funny, and then I like met you guys.
Yeah.
And I realized that I'm in like the eighth grade, and it's the JV. It's actually the pros playing, and I'm trying to keep up with them. It's just you guys. It's incredible how funny you guys
but
are.
But it's incredible that this is our best quality, our humor, and it's your ninth best quality, and you're still hilarious. So,
funny you are. Frankly, pisses me off.
It does.
What's the closest? Let me ask you a question. Yeah. By the way, Rob had an excellent idea at the end of this.
We've
done
do
two. There's going to be a third special one at the end of this episode. There's going to be a third Meet the Agenda. We've done Mr. Dave Dennis, we've done Ariel, and now Randolph, a live Meet the Agenda, probably the most important we've ever done.
And the chat can chime in, too, with some questions.
Please.
Hi, Ariel, Carrie, Mac, everyone saying hello to you,
Chat's
Brittany, Pam, Van Arsdale, Randolph, the Rice.
We got Pam
now.
In there. Yes. Pam, thank you so much for coming out to Rough Edges Brewing. You made a fucking journey. I mean, you walked through the desert for 40 days. To get to that show. We'll talk about that before the end of the program. But
Brittany, I got you soon on the Meet the Agenda.
Thank you for all the snacks, Britt. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/Justin98Rock. We crawl around in the slime with a certain type, okay, Randolph? And you have taken us to things, both country club, private suite, friends in Ocean City. What's the closest any of us have ever gotten to embarrassing you or having to be pulled aside and be like, hey, Justin, I love when you do that bit with your scrotum skin called Oops, I Sat in Gum, but can you not in front of the police commissioner?
I don't think you guys ever have done that.
I've never gotten close.
I think you
well, the
all
night is young.
Are very well behaved. Right. They've all been very well behaved around. Although, you know, that story you told me about for the guy at the Mardi Gras party, I feel kind of, I actually feel embarrassed. I really do. I mean, we've known each other for a couple years now. And like, you told the story about
this guy.
Yeah, but
there was an attendee that grabbed Mudge's butt, and I was like, "Well, you got your ass grabbed."
Was Mudge shaking his face? I mean, come on.
But here's my question: What should I do? Do I ban the guy?
No.
See, I would do that. That's what I think would be the right
thing
to do.
You're good to even offer that, but nah.
I think you should reward him with something.
Honestly, you should probably hire him. I mean, honestly.
He's a real go-getter.
Finally blew the dust off that
thing. He sees something, know what he wants. That's what you want in your law firm.
But he's still, who's still doing that in 2024?
It feels very, yeah.
I mean, that's a 96 move.
You should smile more. Yeah. You know? It honestly caused a little consternation between her and I at how little I gave a shit.
Would you apologize to her for me?
Oh, no, not a chance. No, because you've done nothing wrong.
But I would never have the balls to do that. Or I guess the gall.
Even to somebody that you don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't grab her butt.
Yes. I may grab another guy just in joking.
Well, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly. We grab ass after every show.
I go down the front of the pants. You're grabbing butts. I'm reaching for front door, okay? I'm pulling on the dinner bell with Tommy all the time. Hey, dude, awesome set, man. Eric, you really sold it tonight as Billy Ray Paisley.
Yes. Oh, Dialect Productions reference there.
Mac is really lobbying for Randolph to replace Joe permanently.
No. That's very Mac's on brand.
That's our Mac. That's our Mac. Shout out Mac Bergson. Hey, we were and the names in scenarios will be changed, but the stories hold true. You have told some stories both on JSS and privately in confidence, DLP events and stuff like that. If you haven't, you know, some clients every now and then that go through a little something, and you fight for the everyman. But you had
you were asking me about what was a good story, and I have a really good one. I have a good one. I'm going to change the guy's name
or woman.
Sure. Well, or woman. It could have been a woman or man. Yeah. Okay. So we're in court. We're in the circuit court for Baltimore County.
Her name is Chuck.
We'll call him Dave. Okay. We'll call him Joe in honor of Joe Ross.
Yes. Right. Todd
so Lover. Joe, I say to Joe, when you come to court, they're going to arrest you because you have a warrant, and it's not a really big deal, but just come and we'll get arrested and be prepared, right?
Yeah.
So Joe shows up. We're on the third floor. His parents are there. He's a younger guy. And I say, all right, Joe, I'm going to go in the courtroom. I'm going to tell the sheriff that you're here so he can come out and get you. And I go in, and it's a very heavy set woman who I say, Mr. Joe is outside. He's ready to be arrested. And as I'm sort of walking the courtroom, I look back. Joe is quickly moving towards the elevators.
Oh, he's making a break for it.
Joe is making a break. Now, first off, bad choice. The worst way to get out of a courthouse is the elevators. There's a staircase right there. So he bypasses the staircase. He goes to the elevator. I said, by the way, Sheriff, Deputy, I think he's getting out of here. You better hurry up. So she kind of gets out of her chair.
Okay,
you know,
oh, baby. Boy.
Here we go.
Time to work.
She goes out in the hallway. He's in the elevator. It's waiting to close. And he thinks, I got it. I'm getting away.
Yeah.
She does the old, like, bong. Right. The door opens. She goes, come on out, honey. You got to go. He's like, I'm not coming out. She's like, I'm going to tell you one more time. Come out. She's like, no. She does one of these with her little microphone. She goes, I need a 10, 13.
I got a runner.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kid you not, 30 seconds later, there's another bank of elevators. They open. It was like a clown car of deputies coming out of there.
He's in an elevator. Nowhere to go.
The other elevator. She's holding it open. Yeah. She's screaming. He's screaming. They start going in. I mean, there's probably 20 sheriff's deputies. They're pulling him out, trying to pull him. He won't come out. He's like Spider-Man up against the back of the elevator. They're pulling. They're finally, he's like, I won't come out. They're trying to decide how to get him out.
You were trying to take a cat to the vet.
That's what it was.
You ever try and get that cat in the car? It's the same thing as trying to get this asshole out of the elevator.
They finally turn to me. I think I'm going to start to talk sense to him. I go, hey, Joe, time to come out of the elevator. They got you, right? So finally he comes out of the elevator. He's in the middle of the hallway. There's 20 sheriff's deputies around him. They're like, put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back. He's arguing, fighting with them still. Finally, they go hands on. They grab him. They got him up against the wall.
Pigpile's ass.
He won't give his hands up. They're pulling. They're pulling. Finally, I hear one of the deputies go, tase him. They all back up. This is the hallway of the circuit court. One of them just stands back and goes, poink. Drop. Like, he goes, you shot me in my penis.
Show title.
Jesus, you shot me in my penis. Yeah. This might be a record for the quickest show title we've
ever
gotten.
Absolutely, yeah.
You shot him in his belly.
Well, okay.
And it's
large penis.
He was aroused
by fighting off 820 men.
He was at midnight because he thought he'd gotten away with it.
Exactly.
They finally cuff him. While they're trying to pick him up, he's pulling the prongs out of his belly. Because he's behind his hand, and he's pulling him out. They're going, no, stop. They finally get him up. They take him. Not only does he face the warrant, the old case.
This is all new charges.
They charge him brand new charges.
Are these charges, the charges he's incurred with this bullshit, do they dwarf the reason he was ever even in there?
The old
the cover up is worse than the crime.
The old stuff was like silly stuff, marijuana possession or something. Right. He just took it to another level.
Yeah. This guy got caught shoplifting from the dollar store.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
off brand Skittles.
Right. Yeah.
Like he reached into a claw machine and took out a fuzzy Pikachu, and now he's getting tased in his dick.
The butterfly effect. And he's going to stab a guy in prison.
Yeah, exactly. He's the new leader of the Aryan Brotherhood, not even white. This thing just completely spirals into hell. So when that happens and you go back to the law firm, your tie has got to be down some. Your hair, which is usually impeccable, has to look like you just encountered a windstorm. Someone wants to run up to you. Mr. Rice, you're 2 o'clock. Not now, Janice! Not now! Do you have to go back to your office? Shut the door.
I just laughed about it. I said you can't make this stuff up. You literally cannot make it up.
Do you have to tell everybody back? Do you gather everybody around the break room table and be like, sit the fuck down and listen to what this piece of work?
You will not believe this one. I outdid the other guy's stories that day. I mean, it was that crazy.
Go back to what Mac had said about you replacing Joe. Those movies, what are they called? Like Freaky Friday, where they have, like, what if you and Joe switched bodies? Like, how, like,
Randolph's
the podcast would last a lot longer than the law firm,
RMP suddenly their win percentage goes way down.
How quick? Because Joe's a bullshitter, so he'll be able to fake it for a little bit.
It might last
think it's easier for you to bullshit your way into Joe's life going on BAL, listen to Katie talk about the Real Housewives. How hard is that? Okay, love you, Katie.
When suddenly Katie's all like attended to and loved and paid attention to,
and
never yell boring,
exactly. Like, she'll be wondering why that's
what
different.
What the hell is happening?
Yes.
Why is this guy playing golf and taking great care of him?
Your wife, by the way, big trouble. But how quickly? Like, it's 6 months. Are you done as RMP? Will Joe have ruined your
It's Mirth Posaurus. That's it. It's just Mirth Posaurus. They go M&P after that. They have to just lop off the rice. Yeah, you know, good run. But
Randolph, what happened to you?
Yeah. Meanwhile,
why are you looking at Lamar Jackson preseason video? We're in a court on trial.
Fast forward, we've bumped Rogan on Spotify.
Yes.
We now have a $250 million deal because the show's gotten that much better.
Actually, the client comes back to the office and goes, well, I didn't go to jail, but Joe did today. Yes.
Hey, let me ask you about something else we were kind of teasing off air. You were, I don't want to embarrass you, but I know that while you were here, you said, may I use the powder room?
I did.
And you went, and you used the powder room, and I went in after you. And let's just say, I think someone got a bad scallop. And you left an upper decker, which I thought was, okay, not true.
Not true.
Not true, but.
Sorry, Katie.
Sorry, but. We were having, I don't know why, this is, again, why I love Randolph. This guy is just like an elite-level lawyer, college-educated. He's making upper-decker jokes with us.
Love it.
Do you know the story of Eric Woodworth?
No.
In the actual upper-decker?
By the way, Eric is great.
He's
funny.
A prize.
So funny.
He's one of one. Too strange to live, too rare to die. And there was this hotel we all stayed in once. It was a Die Laughing Productions thing, and sometimes get Airbnbs or stay at a condo. We had a gig, and we went back to a hotel. And it was a non-smoking room. Most hotels are now non-smoking. You find a hotel with a smoking room, it's at an hourly rate, and there's a prostitute bleeding out one room over. So Eric is in his bed. You ever seen Eric vape?
No.
Dude, London wishes it had the fog that Eric produces after one rip of his vape. And he's vaping up into the fire alarm. He sets the fire alarm off for the entire hotel. Fire department shows up. The sound from this thing would wake the dead.
It was like 2 hours.
It never stopped.
Yeah.
I went outside. We were all kind of trash. Remember, I snuck outside. I tried to rub my ass on the fire truck.
Classic.
And it caught me. I ran.
Yeah.
And I run back upstairs.
Good move.
We're trying to get this alarm to go off. To go away. It won't happen. We're fucking with the thing. We're trying to like take screwdriver. It won't happen. So Eric starts getting upset that the thing that he caused is happening. So we go, hey, we can't be here. We have to go. There is the venue that had a condo that we could all pile into. It's small.
I was at the other place. So you guys came and interrupted my lovely.
Yes, you were having a nice night. Yeah. Beautiful woman. And we were like, hey, we need to come stay with you. We fucked up.
Yeah.
But on the way out of there, Eric's like, hold on 2 seconds. And goes in the bathroom. And we're all waiting in the hallway as this Japanese air raid siren is playing, like, goddamn, here comes Batman, little boy. We need out of here. And he shuts the door behind him, cracking his knuckles with his sense of pride. He goes, I just upper deckered the bathroom.
It's like, way to show them. Yeah.
You did this.
Yes.
The thing we're all going through, yes. You did, but you took revenge.
You smoked in the non-smoking room. You blew smoke at the smoke alarm. Yes. It's doing its job.
It did what it was intended to do. And then as revenge for the place's equipment that functioned perfectly,
yes.
You shit in the tank, and then we had to go ruin Rob getting laid that night.
Yeah, there you go.
He'd already ruined it. He had nothing else to do.
Is there any, what I'm asking, is there any legal recourse? Is there any
for you or the hotel? I mean,
for the poor fireman.
I think that the hotel.
And Randolph, for so long now, for JSS and DLP, you've been a valued advertiser.
Absolutely,
I am not an advertiser.
You're a friend.
I'm a supporter of the arts.
I'm
a supporter of the arts.
But please, Rob.
Well, you know, normally this is the part of the show where we play an ad from a Rice Murder Thesaurus. We're gonna try to do a live ad right now. Ooh. So I'm going to ask Justin, we're going to do a little thing. He's going to say something. When he starts getting too ridiculous with his advice, you're going to chime in, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
Okay.
And then, so we're just going to see if this works, okay?
Please.
Justin, I need some advice. You're a smart guy, some legal advice. So I'm in McDonald's, and, you know, years ago that woman sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot. Remember that? Kind of a similar situation, except this time the coffee was not hot at all. It was lukewarm, which caused me to drink it at a much faster rate, which caused me to then shit my pants in a Kohl's. I'm coming after McDonald's. I think I got a case here. What's my recourse? What
you
do
have
I do?
Every right. This is something that I'm very, very familiar with in my line of work at Schlegel.
Yes.
What you experienced was pants slaughter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't intended for you to shit the pants. This was not a premeditated shitting. First and foremost, when you're working with SS and S, Schlegel, know that there's a $50,000 deposit, win or lose.
Fair.
Also, I wear shorts to court, and I have a GED.
Okay.
You're probably going to get anywhere from 17 to 18 million, should they even hear our case.
Yes.
And there's a good chance that I will drink mushroom tea in the courtroom as I try and run my fingers through my hair that at this point I'm convinced is spaghetti. I'm so trashed.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not listen to SS&S. This is horrible advice.
Whoa. Who are you, sir?
What? Well,
I am attorney Randolph Rice from Rice Murtha Thesaurus. Yes, Rice Murtha Thesaurus. We have the best legal advice in Maryland. We represent individuals who have been hurt. Car accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, too cold coffee. Don't go with a law firm who was one letter off from being Hitler's army. The SS&S family is not the law firm you want to go with. Rice Murtha Thesaurus, they're the law firm. So if you're hurt, injured in the state of Maryland, Rice Murtha Thesaurus.
Justin, you're fired. Randolph, you're hired.
Okay, kind of a smart hire, I'll be honest with you. We don't even have a website. Yours, Rice Law MD, you've won how much money for your clients?
Oh, billions.
Okay, we've won three scratch-offs, all of them losers. Okay, RiceLawMD.com, MDLottery.com, Rice Murtha Thesaurus, your personal injury lawyers. That was it!
Yes! Yes!
One fucking take!
One take!
Joe, you're out!
Joe!
Mac, you got your dish! Stay in Florida, you son of a bitch! Stay in Florida!
Joe's nickname is 12 Take Robinson.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Poor Joe. Yes.
That is a 10.
He's a perfectionist, that's why. You think Joe's watching tonight?
I don't know. Let me check the chat real quick. You're getting cheers inside.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. That's Dennis, so Ariel, Shoemake, Blackburn, Brittany, Moku. Everyone just like, yes, just nailed it.
Thank you.
One take. Absolutely perfect. I don't know if he is or not.
How mad would Katie be? She spent all day watching spring training baseball. Now they want to go to some restaurant and enjoy the weather. He's like, nope. I want to sit inside and watch Randolph sit in.
I got to see who's in my house
now. Hear my funny podcast.
Yeah, I got to hear him crushing in my husband's
chair. Have you ever seen the Rick James version of Chappelle show when Rick James comes over with the muddy boots?
Oh, yeah. Oh, legendary sketch.
I'm going to do that before I leave.
There's a swamp behind this place. There's a whole swamp.
Sorry, Katie.
Hey, you also got to meet the legendary Frank Push.
Yes.
Legend. Like Frank the Tank was upstairs when we got here.
He's like this. He's just calm.
He is solid.
That man is unflappable.
Yeah, can we say what he said to us, though?
Go ahead.
Frank says that there's a guy that he works with that has...
Oh, shit, this.
He's got a little crush on Katie. So
to such a degree that he'd like to usurp the Robinson throne and said... To Katie's father, Frank, I would make a better husband.
Yeah.
Do you think Joe feels threatened by that?
Well, I would feel threatened.
I would feel threatened too. Now, I had someone grab my girlfriend's ass and was like, these shrimp po' boys are too good. There's nothing I can do about this. Joe, on the other hand, I mean, he might See, just something you need to know about us. So in the DLP family all knows that, like JSS, no fans, only friends. They know that we all covet Katie, and we all have this pool of when Joe dies, yeah. not if when, and yeah. soon.
Or if he turns gay.
Yes.
And then
and
we're
I'm
allowed.
Trying. Yes. Sell yes. my thumb.
We've been sending him a lot of videos.
Oh, my God. So we all have this to-do of when Joe kicks off, who slides into that spot.
Right.
And we've done rankings before. Robbie, you've got the memory of an elephant, you android. Who in the will end up with Katie ranking we did back in the old studio.
Yeah.
Who was in like the top 3-4? I know Tommy was up there, right?
I think it was a random guy was one, and then I was two, you were three.
Yeah.
And I felt pretty good about
John
that.
John O'Houlihan.
Yes.
Who like delivers her mail.
How hard could it be to just find somebody better than us? Just fucking knock on a random house.
Yeah. Swing a golf club.
Are you single? Would you like
yes.
to? Yes. Legal citizen, speak English, welcome. Right. You're my new husband.
7-Eleven?
But every now and then. Joe does get a chest hair uncomfortable.
He does.
Because
at some point,
is 10.
Yes.
Of course.
Where, I mean, we've pushed it too far before.
Oh, yeah. We've not just stepped over yeah. the line. We've done goddamn gainers
right.
over the line. Cartwheels, mm-hmm. full Mario Karts past it. Like, you're a guy with a lovely wife. I don't want to say her first name. What should we call her?
I don't know.
I'll call her Carrie. How about that?
All right.
You know that? Okay.
There you go.
So let's say your wife, Carrie, with a C.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And an I with a heart over it.
There you are. She yeah. draws her name
yeah,
like
yeah,
a fucking
yeah.
toddler with a learning disability. That you.
She's a catch.
She's a piece of ass. She's a catch to such a degree. Every now and then, you do have to fight off the onlook of another gent.
I was sucker punched Koechner the other night.
Yeah,
I
know.
On the back of the head.
Yeah. Koechner and your wife had a nice little. It wasn't a 5-minute convo.
No, it was like an hour.
Like
real
and, to do.
And Randolph was so interested in what I was saying that he didn't
actually,
care.
I was really interested.
He was
I
like
talking to you. Yeah. I think I
thought we had a great conversation.
It was fun, and yeah. we had a couple of bourbons, and it was just relaxing.
You got that girl to give me your phone number, and I texted her,
right.
and she hadn't gotten me back to
you
me.
You wingman
so.
The shit out of them. That's right.
Do you remember the law firm they worked for?
Yes,
I'll stalk her.
I know it.
Okay, we'll talk after the show.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding, Lily, but I am a big fan.
I don't want to say who I saw you in person, wingman, at your Fat Tuesday party, but I saw
did
you. No, but you did your damnedest trying to hook your friend Wapner up with someone else. And I mean, you want to talk about the hard sell. I mean, there was nothing else you could have done.
Yeah, I tried. I saw him a couple weeks later, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Do I need to interject? Can I put a bug in the ear? And he's like, I don't know. I've been trying, and I'm not getting a response.
That's an intimidating-ass woman. You tried to set up a friend of ours who will go unnamed with a full-ass judge.
Yeah.
Now, she's stunning, and she's single, but she had an air, Rob. When I tell you, this woman oozed
we know
power.
What the WAP and WAPNER stands for.
Wet-ass prosecution.
There you go. Boom.
And
other show title. Yeah,
this was better.
Yeah.
But still, shot in the dick.
Yeah.
This woman, she tells you what's going to happen.
Yes.
Coitally.
Yes.
She is going to lay down. She has an itinerary. Here's what's going to happen.
I like that, actually.
I mean, there's no questioning what will happen in the boudoir should she
right.
allow you into her multi-million dollar bedchambers.
No, I think, because more often than not, if the guy is just doing what he thinks, it's better off. He's not going to do as well as the girl just saying, look, I'm into this, this, and this, and mm-hmm. this. Don't get complicated. Don't try anything new. Okay, let's just do some classics in this order. I think that's going to be better off. And I'm ladies, future ladies, just tell me. I'll do it.
Just tell him.
Yes.
Hey, what did you think of getting to see, because you've been to many a murder mystery and stuff like that. You've gotten to see a lot of Die Laughing production, but pure stand-up.
Yeah. Dave says, please hold me in contempt.
Yes. Carrie is also saying, you can set me up with a lawyer anytime.
Hey.
Yeah.
I thought that, I mean, Rob was amazing. I mean, he really, he
it was
he
a
hit
good show.
All of his marks.
You saw two headliners.
Yeah, no, that's, I did. I really did. I mean, I thought Rob was, I saw two headliners. You're exactly right. You were really good.
It was my favorite show of the weekend.
You saw the perfect show.
I have seen, you think the Saturday Night Last show is the best one?
It was, Joe and Katie were at the first show, which was good, but I thought that was my best show in terms of, I performed the best.
Yeah, I saw you at a trivia, and you were more sort of running the show.
Oh,
but
yeah,
this
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Nailing it.
Well,
I understand why Koechner has you carry him all over the country.
Well, you know, Koechner, is your handler.
Yes.
Yeah, the Jimmy Hart to your Jim the Anvil. That Koechner was an actor improv guy. He was not originally a stand-up. He's been a comedic actor.
Yes.
He's been an improver. He's been a Second City kind of
It's hard to be able to do both. So it's definitely a credit to him.
It's a credit to him to be able to do well and do both. But you've always been such a pure focused stand up. Mm-hmm. You were getting two types of acts.
Yeah, you had a show that I thought was like a comedy show. I think his seemed almost canned is not the right word, but it seemed like, okay, I've done this one, I've done this one, I've done this one. Whereas yours was just, it was flowing. You were kind of making it work. Your timing was right. And when I say carry, I mean like you are carrying the show, not physically carrying, by the way.
Okay. So. Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Thank you. But I love you, Dave, if you're listening.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
No, Dave, appreciate it.
No, Dave was, I thought he was good too. I really did. I mean, but you were good. Listen, I also...
Look, I'm a good comic. It's all good. I'll take it. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad you saw a good show. And you brought a bunch of like heavyweights, like some...
We had nine
some,
people there.
Right. Some powerful
yeah.
people.
And they loved it. Loved
good.
It.
Those same powerful
when do
people.
We get a corporate gig?
Oh, yes. Set us up for a holiday party, man. Those things are the
that's
shit.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Does anybody over there, because obviously I asked earlier, if we ever come close to embarrassment, but has anybody ever pulled you aside when we're away being like, hey... What's with the Land of Misfit Toys that you're bringing into our scope? Well, listen, we used to golf with, like, ambassadors. Remember that one time you took us on the Royal Caribbean? I seem to recall a vacation in Prague. And now I just saw a guy dressed up as the Macho Man Randy Sanders with half his nutsack
like
out.
You're Make-A-Wish kids or something.
Some of the lawyers in the office are like, oh, he's going to hang out with the 98 Rock guys again.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, cool.
I'm like, what are you talking about? They're funny. And they're like, oh, we
Bring
know.
Them
you're
with,
like, oh,
man.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
going to weasel my way into their lives.
Some of them are kind of loose cannons. So I have two partners.
We know loose cannons.
We know. He shit in the tank, Randolph. Yeah. He set off the fire alarm. We're
and
cool.
Did that get him fired from Murder Mystery? Yeah. Never considered it.
And be sure to listen to Story Time with Tommy Simbazo. He's the loosest cannon.
Yes.
And that cannon is occasionally filled with piss.
Absolutely.
That's a real story.
Yeah.
So don't worry about loose cannons around
us. Pesaurus. So Mirtha is like, they're both older. They're even keeled. Or Mirtha's very even keeled. Pesaurus is an interesting individual. He doesn't care about anything. He has made his money in life. He is practicing law that he's doing for fun.
Sounds like a good place to be.
But he doesn't care. He'll be held in contempt. He doesn't care. He'll come back to the office and be like, hey, I got held in contempt today. Then one threw me in jail. I'll be like, I would panic.
Yeah.
I would be I'd be worried. I'd have to go like sit.
Because you got to like see that judge again, right?
He doesn't care.
Because you've described there's like rivalries that build up. Like say you and a judge are doing this in a case. Yeah. It's over. It's done. It goes your way. Whatever. Down the line, you look at the docket. Oh, shit. It's that judge that I was just in the legal octagon with. What I did last time might bleed into this thing.
Yeah.
So a contempt.
Yeah.
But that could happen.
But it makes him one of the best lawyers in Maryland because he's not afraid to do it.
And the judges know he doesn't give a shit, right?
And then they're like, well, here he comes. He's going to make us work for it. And I tell you what, he gets a lot of not guilties. He comes back to the office and he's like, another not guilty. We're like, geez, how did
Hell
you get
yeah.
that guy off?
Who? I brought chicken.
Or he'll get a big settlement and be like, how, you know, we got it up to like 30,000 and you got 100. We're like, how do you do this? And he goes in and he just has a way about him.
Is he carrying you?
Is he
carrying is he the Rob Mayer? Is he the Rob Mayer of the law firm? No.
Who's the best lawyer, Randolph?
Probably Mirtha Pesaurus. They're both great. I'm younger. They've been doing it 30 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's the best cook out of all of you?
I'm probably the best.
There you go. Okay. Because I've had your gumbo.
I love cooking. I cooked on Sunday. I made my family a what did I make them? Something with a pie. I always do something really interesting Sunday.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies because that's what we bake. Sorry for the memory, Justin.
Hey, you got to come and join us at this summer's OC Part 2.
Yeah.
When I tell you,
I think Ariel or somebody Breen was asking, are we doing a boat trip?
Dude, it might have been the highlight
DLP
of 2023.
Agenda cruise with Randolph.
Something. On the SS Rice.
Yes.
Did you feel, you know, it was just you and me.
Which was
two
awesome.
Two people bailed on us.
Yeah.
And,
well, someone got a gig. Someone got a gig and someone just bailed.
And Joe just like the last minute said, I have something else to do. I'm like, on a Saturday morning? Who has something to do on Saturday morning? But was it, I thought it was going to be awkward.
Dude. Within 10 minutes, we're playing grab ass. We're telling the dirtiest jokes in the car. We stopped.
I tell one dirty joke. I keep it above board every time.
And I said, no, Justin, it's a sick duck. And we're in the car within an hour of hanging out. We're each holding a cocktail. We pull up to multiple bars.
Alcohol helps. Yeah.
Oh, but we're eating shrimp.
But we were getting banged up, though. It was like a it was sort of a mellow.
That's what you want.
One of us wasn't getting banged up.
You want to be in a good spot.
The other was being dragged behind a boat on a rope.
Permabuzz.
Yeah. I mean, from 11 until midnight.
But there's always a concern, though, when you are with another dude for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours.
Confined spaces on a boat.
Yes, it can become weird. Did it ever become weird?
It was never weird. We never ran out of shit to talk about.
All right.
The thing is you had these like 9 or 10 things. You had an itinerary. We're on the...
He's very prepared.
Well, no, we never ran out of shit to do. So it's like, okay, we're going to hit this one tiki bar. This is awesome. I got the fishing rods. Let's go. I got the tube. Let's hit that. My buddy's got a place over here. Let's stop in.
Were your shirts off?
At some point.
He took his shirt off. I never took mine off. Because I never got in the... I don't think I ever got in the water. You were in the water all day.
I was just drinking.
But he only brought one shirt, so he kept putting it on the back of the boat to dry.
Justin not prepared. No itinerary.
Nothing. I had SPF 5. I look like a cherry tomato at the end of the day.
He's spraying
it in his mouth. How many times?
No sunglasses.
Nothing at all. No, as a matter of fact, I put cocoa butter on the entire time. I dressed like a pirate.
Right. No water.
So it wasn't awkward.
No, it was awesome. The only time I think it got awkward, it was my fault. Shocker is when he took me to his friend's house, which is this beautiful, like on the water, like townhouse looking place. And these guys are well to do.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The wife did not like that I said high class with a blue collar attitude. She wanted to be high class with a high class attitude.
Okay.
And the dad was just like, hell yeah, this is my guy. Give him some Johnny Blue to go with that blue collar attitude.
Nice.
And then, well, we all get, you know, we tie one on.
Yeah.
And Randall's like, let's get pizza. And we just go to a pizza place up the way. They're all on bikes. I'm on a skateboard. I borrowed from their 14-year-old son.
You're on a skateboard.
Barefoot, drunk, skating down Coastal Highway. Randall's behind me in like swim trunks, just swerving around.
It's just perfect.
It's a vibe.
Yeah,
it's
a vibe.
The wind's in our hair. I hit a rock. I fucking fall.
Nice.
I get up. My elbows are all scuffed.
You sue him.
Yeah, I'm like, do you know anybody that can get me millions for these? And then we sit down for pizza. And I immediately start giving this 14-year-old who I met 40 minutes ago.
New best friend?
All the life advice.
Yes, all the life advice.
This kid.
You need to do this.
He's got a trust fund. At 12, he made more money per year than I did in my early
so
mid-30s.
He's already surpassed.
They're on vacation in Egypt right now, by the way.
Of course he is.
Of course, Egypt.
No, he doesn't vacation. Wow. This kid's summers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
They go to Kennebunkport. Right. They're familiar with Martha's Vineyard.
They're doing well.
Area 51 field trips.
They're doing well.
And I'm like,
and
you know,
go to Ocean City for
listen, crypto. Hear me out. Hear me out. It's called Shiba. Put all of it in.
Tiny houses.
Little tiny David Winter cottages. Trust me on this, brother. It's going to work out. And the dad is just like humoring
He's
me.
So
that
bad.
Had to be as close as I got to coming to embarrassing.
No.
Did you see when you because I was a poor drunk.
No, you were fine.
Okay,
I think they were probably at a 0.13 too. So I don't think you have to worry about it. I've never embarrassed. I don't have that worry at all. I think that
we'll fuck it up.
You guys are great.
I know Brittany and Ariel have been talking about a Dialect Productions DLP Agenda T-shirt. So. We should have little RMT on there
for a year.
Did you see the JSS tour shirt? Most banger shirt we released in 5-6 years.
Well, we need
a shirt. That was a great ass shirt.
Limited edition.
You see that back logo on that bad boy looking fresh
to
death?
Let's get a sweet ass shirt.
If you tell me that we can do it, I'll have it ready by the end of the week. You know how I am.
Jesus, Randolph. Okay, we want to do Die Laughing Production PlayStation 5s. Okay.
We're going to do a t-shirt.
You want
to
get it up?
Okay, we'll give it give me to the end of the month.
Yeti coolers, too. You want to get some of those?
I like some Yeti coolers.
Yeah. I'm looking to get those Stanley.
How about we do black Die Laughing DLP Agenda t-shirts?
What about just the DLP logo? That DLP logo that's above your beautiful head right there?
Let's
just
do that.
Just
on the
front, DLP
in the middle.
Right there, dead center logo.
Done.
And on the back,
done.
Just personal injury, Lord, just from ass crack to the back of the
QR code
on that son of a bitch. Yeah. I want my little QR code on the sleeve.
Scan QR codes?
All the time, dude.
Really?
We're the QR code generation. My kids, QR code immediately.
What about this? Like booty shorts, QR codes on the back.
Cutie codes.
Yes.
Yeah, scan that ass.
Sorry. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, Ariel. I'm not videoing your ass. Or am I?
Or am I? You can't tell. Am I trying to go to the website or am I trying to take a picture of that? Take me to court. I've got a lawyer. Hey, how about this? Let's take a break.
Yep.
Let's thank some sponsors. On the other side of this, I'm so excited for Rob's idea. Two successful ones in the book so far. YouTube, DLP Agenda. They're on the YouTube channel. This one I'm so excited to have there as well. Again, I'm begging you, please like, subscribe, comment, thumbs up. Let the video play in the background. Watch the whole thing. I try and put together a nice video each week at the end of these things, trying to get those subscription numbers up. Thank you for allowing me. So we're going to put this on there as well on the other side of these. It is a live Ask the Agenda, Meet the Agenda with Randolph Rice. Stick around.
Hey, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda, welcoming to the Die Laughing family, GRB Roofing. GRB Roofing in Bowie, Maryland, think about it. Your roof, the roof on your home, the roof on your business, it covers all your stuff. Yeah, you could do without a front door. Yeah, maybe you could put a piece of plastic over a window. But a roof? You gotta have a roof. You gotta have a top-tier roof. You gotta have a roofing company like GRB Roofing that's gonna take amazing care of you. How do I know they're gonna? How about 65 years of collective experience? How about 700-plus projects completed beautifully, successfully? Go to grbroofing.com. Right now, get your free quote today, and they're going to take amazing care of you. Commercial, residential, exterior home improvements, deck and fencing. I can't wait to use them. My house, total dump. Every day, I want to go on my roof, I want to take myself a crowbar, and I want to rip up the entire daggone thing. You know what's going to happen after I have a flipped out moment? A, I'm going to calm myself. B, I'm going to make a therapy appointment, and then I'm immediately going to get a hold of GRB Roofing. Again, give them a call, 443-699-6192. That's 443-699-6192, or go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com. It's your roof. It covers all your stuff.
The DLP Agenda.
All right. So we've done this in the past. We're going to keep doing it. Ariel and Dave Dennis did a great job. Basically, Randolph, I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to give between myself, Joe, and Justin, which would you do this thing for, least likely to do this thing for?
Most likely to, least likely to. This is sort of an F, marry, kill,
right.
But it's a D, L, or a P.
Okay. So just whatever. You don't need to try to – just whatever you think the right answer is.
And chat, please, chime in, too, as well with your answers.
Chat can chime in.
And I've never seen these questions. So okay.
No. You didn't know you were doing this.
Here's
10 minutes before the show.
Right. Yeah. Here's a brand new one I thought of that's very specific to you. Joe, myself, and Justin are on trial for murdering our producer, Robbie. Now, we may or may not have done it. You don't know that. You're representing us. We have decided, against your best wishes, that one of us is going to take the stand, which we know you're not supposed to take the stand. Who of the three of us would you be the least worried about taking the stand and fucking us over versus the most worried?
The least worried would be Rob Mayer.
Yes.
The most worried would be... Joe.
I'm going to fuck it up.
I think it's Joe. And here's why. I think he thinks he can argue himself out of a problem.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
A very good answer.
I mean, is that not true?
No, because Joe, first of all, he won't stick to the plan. He'll try to go off script and try to testify.
He'll improv a little bit.
You're supposed to lead me down the road, the witness, and we go what we talk about. But Joe will start to do more. He'll take a little shots in there. Yeah. He might try to make a bad joke.
Meanwhile, I fold like origami.
But you're going to be sweating.
The minute I get up
you're going to be sweating.
I did. Yes. I was the one.
No.
I was the one. I love the Big Lebowski, and he had to die. He had to die. I immediately copped to it.
I think Joe would. I think he probably thinks. You know what? I can argue my way out of this.
And yes,
I think that would probably hurt him.
Bogus says Justin would just fumble his way into innocent verdict.
I'm okay with that because then we just claim the insanity defense.
Yes,
clearly, ladies and gentlemen, he's crazy. Look, my client is crazy.
I don't know what I do it. I ate my own twin in the womb to gain his powers. Rob the least, says Jen.
Thank you.
Hackman, thank you, brother. Justin least, Joe the most. And Ariel is asking, just to rewind real quick, have you seen her episode on YouTube of Meet the Agenda? And if not, worth a watch.
Yeah,
she's a looker. Watch it.
You should watch it. It's a nice bite-sized episode. Up until recently with a Shane Gillis-themed episode, the most watched YouTube clip we did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ariel's episode of Meet the Agenda.
Good for you,
Ariel.
Maybe Ariel should be sitting here.
We have discussed
that. I would love to get her. With her.
I am slowly poisoning Joe's Centrum Silver.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. Just a little. With actual silver. Rob, please.
All right. How old are your kids, Randolph?
15, 12, and 9.
Okay. So we've asked this to all of our subjects that have been parents so far. We're going to watch the kids over the weekend. Most the one you would be most confident, you trust to least trust.
Okay.
They're staying with us or whatever. We've got them. They're most 100%.
Are we staying at his house or is he staying with us at our place?
Whatever you think.
Most trust, I would say, Justin.
Okay.
I think it's because you have kids.
Yes.
You know how much money I'm going to fetch for them on the dark web? Yeah, you come back, hey, I'm in the wind.
He'll be giving some more advice.
By the way, I had a great line the other day. I told somebody that they're asking about my kids, and I said, I cannot wait for my kids to go to college so I don't have to unclog toilets anymore.
No, I cracked a blanket in half. Yeah. In half.
So, yes, Justin, you're trusting the most.
I have a lot of kids.
Yeah, Justin, I would trust the least. Again, I got to go with Joe. I feel like Joe would be like, you guys are just, I'm tired of y'all. And he would just.
You ever seen Joe around? Now, the children in question, you said 9, 14, were the ages 9?
15, 12, and 9.
Okay, 15, 12, and 9. You ever seen Joe around?
He does better with the younger.
Kids, like I'm talking and like women, 4 or 5.
He might have been at the suite with our kids, and I think he stood on the opposite end of the suite at the Orioles game.
Child friends, child brides, Joe, when it comes to the youngins, he is the Pied fucking Piper.
Really?
There is no one on this planet my son thinks is funnier than Joe M. Robinson.
Yep.
Is he doing like jokes?
He does the stinky foot bit. He does the, hey, give me a high five. Oh my God, you shattered my hand. Mm-hmm. He has my son thinking he's Lou Ferrigno.
But that only works for little kids. What about the older ones?
That's a terrible pull. As they get older, yes, a 9-year-old might be up to his bullshit. Like, this guy's going to touch my butt. But I mean, Carrie makes a pretty good point. I might be one of the best because I'm somewhat of a child myself. So if they come and stay with me,
video games,
there's an arcade in my
house. That's a win. That's a win.
That's a win. Come stay with him. You can eat whatever you want. Yeah. Maybe try
Fortnite
Jim Beam.
Yeah,
kicking his ass. All right. Pulling back on him.
We need a loan. Now, I'm not talking about like $500, something that's like relatively nothing.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about like $100,000, but like like $10,000, a legitimate amount of money.
Yeah. Something expected to be paid back.
Who is the one that you're most likely to say yes to and most likely to say no to?
I would say yes to all you guys, to be honest.
Well, that's good because we need $75,000.
Funny you should bring this up. We're not even recording right now.
This is just
this is a scam.
Yeah.
Here's my Venmo.
We fucked up big time. Okay.
Yeah. Who would not pay me back? I think you're all very responsible, but Justin, I don't know, man. I got a feeling you'd be like, I'll get you next week.
Great pick.
I'll get you next
week. Honestly, I'll kick that can down the road. Rob, for example, to prove your point.
I could just leave the
Rob,
country.
Rob, very kindly, Rob's been the travel agent for WrestleMania this year. Rob has taken point on getting myself, Eric Woodworth, our friend Nick Testoni, and myself to WrestleMania. Rob bought the tickets. Rob got the hotel. He did everything. Rob, how long ago did you get the hotel?
I don't know, at least a month.
When did I pay you?
Today.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a month.
It's okay.
It's been 30
days.
It's
okay. And, I bought the tickets 6 months ago.
Okay. But I paid you when?
You paid me the first, though. No one else has paid me.
For anything?
So you're winning. Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes,
never
fuck
mind,
those
all
guys.
That. You suck.
Right.
You ain't going to
now, Nick is fine. He's like 25 or something.
Yeah, Nick doesn't have two
Eric,
Nickels.
Though, come on.
Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought I was the last
one.
Oh,
no, no. You're good.
Never
I just wanted to make you feel that way.
I am financially responsible.
Now, wait. I get the most. Who would be the one I would give it to? I think loans run with guilt. Who has the most guilt? I think you probably have the most guilt of owing money. So I would say.
Okay. That's fair.
And by the way, don't hate me.
I love you to death.
All right.
If you grab my girlfriend's ass at a party, I'd be okay with it.
You are.
We've got to punish that guy. Seriously.
Jesus. Oh, I know a good lord.
You're driving cross country with one of us. We're not just in the same car. We're staying. We're going cheap. We're getting one hotel room, two double beds. Oh, we're doing the whole thing
keeping
together.
Keeping costs down.
Exactly. And by the way, that doesn't sound fun at all for any of us. I mean,
you just blew my loan.
There you go. You'd rather loan us $10,000.
Yeah.
So who are you picking as you're going with and who are you saying no thanks?
I've already done it with Justin, so I would probably do it with Justin again.
We got a rapport.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Did I make the bed in the morning when I left?
I got to say, Joe, you did. I think you left your hat behind.
I did. I did leave my hat, but I attempted to leave the bed.
When you get it, when you come back. Yeah, we had to burn those sheets, by the way.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Smart.
Who would I not want to? I got to say
strips.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe's just taking it on the chin.
I mean,
and I love
this. Here's why.
No, we get it.
This is my favorite episode.
Joe Murtha and I appeared on BAO with him.
Yeah.
And I had to like jump in to talk. He kept talking.
Oh my God!
And I said,
"No, you're not joking. You're not joking." Also, this is
Joe will never talk to me again.
Is he
Joe
over the CPAP machine too? You got to hear that fucking thing going off.
Joe
all night?
Literally did this to now. Mirtha is the Linda Tripp, right?
Yes.
And they just had some doc TV show or something.
Yeah, right.
He basically off air they had talked about this, and Joe had asked him if it was realistic, and then Mirtha had given him a long spiel about it. This is how Joe did it on the radio. So you represented Linda Tripp, and they had that movie about it, and I asked you what it was like, and you told me it was actually really realistic. And he just gave Mirtha's testimony. He's like, he's right here. Here's how they do it. Like, he can tell the story.
Didn't do it.
Right.
I am not. Yes. I can't give Joe too much shit because I have a tendency to answer a question I asked myself.
Right.
In that moment, that's a huge a crutch of mine. But yes. By the way,
Joe was nervous around Mirtha.
Rave reviews for that episode when you guys came in to BAL.
Oh, really?
And Joe has been doing some stuff at night that
he's killing it.
He's crushing great, at Joe. Night. So I got a compliment from the program director, Jeff Wade, and what a fucking amazing job he's doing, and Brian Neiman in the morning.
You know, we've been doing 90 Rock. I know we don't want to talk about it too much, but we've been doing that for over, almost a year and a half now.
Hell yeah.
And I learned very early on that you have to be very assertive to get in on that conversation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
Yeah, there's smart. A lot of
you
cooks.
You have three strong personalities.
Yep.
And
So I've learned that, and I think Mirtha was not really sort of used to that in that interview.
You get better at it as you go along.
He's very raw, that
Oh, Mirtha. I've learned a lot, by the way.
Joe? Sorry, but you're taking on the fucking chin.
All right.
Let's meet the agenda.
You have to trust one of us to plan a date, an anniversary, if you will, with your wife.
Oh, wow.
The entire plan is where you're going, everything. We're planning it to pick you up, the whole deal. You have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You're putting the trust of this date in who of our hands?
Rob is the one I trust the most because I've seen you run like trivias, and I know you're organized. I mean, look at you've got a computer in front of you.
I do. That
Can
is
I show
impressive.
You who I hired to help Mudge and I for our anniversary last November 9th?
Please.
Right there.
I believe that's Jeffrey Epstein.
Great island. Sorry. No,
yeah. Beautiful island.
I meant to write Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh,
you know, my wife has actually tasked me. We were married for 20 years this July.
Yeah.
She said to me today, she goes, you better plan something special.
Hey.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, Joe's got a place in Ocean City.
Wow. He's got a pretty nice
this
place.
This is a lot of pressure.
Do you like wooden sailors?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you let us pitch you our plan? And
yes.
then you pick.
Oh but God. You've met my wife. You understand the level that you have.
Oh, it's your money, though.
No, no, you're financing it.
We're not spending it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Cybertrucks for everyone.
Yeah.
By the way, here's that loan back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You should do. Okay, here's what you're going to. I know the plan before we get back to meet the agenda.
Okay.
You let us, quote unquote, plan your anniversary. We have Chris Restivo do a set. Bussy plays a song.
Yes.
There's the saddest, sickliest fucking petting zoo. We have like one small pizza. I mean, we make it beyond tragic to the point where she's like trying to get the ring off
her
finger.
Is this sounding good so far?
Then you whisk her away to the real one. So no matter what
and
you
Matt
do.
Matt Rife is there.
And Rife's there.
And he has sex with her.
Personal show. Yeah, and there's two agents sitting in the room saying, who wants to be famous?
You know the one person. You ask me who shakes their head when I, we do stuff.
Yeah.
It's my wife. She's like, you're doing what tonight?
Hell
what
yeah.
Doing?
Yeah. You're what'd
coming,
she say when you told her you're coming
she's
here
She's like, Justin, what are you doing? You're driving there. What? I'm like, it's great. It's going to be fun. She's like, okay, fine.
Hell yeah.
No.
Hell yeah. You rule. Woman who we will call Carrie with a C. Mm-hmm. Yeah, plan whatever you're going to plan somewhere in the Champs-Élysées in some grilled endangered species with gold leaf flake for garnish. But let us kick the evening off with some
we
bullshit.
We should have an A and a B. You guys will be the A plan, and then I'll have a B plan, and then she
You're going to want a backup plan. For
you
sure.
want, right, the there's the primary plan.
Absolutely.
We'll do a little sleight of hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you thought this thing was like going to be a Knights of Columbus with a hobo fight? Psych, there's a limo out front.
Yes,
all
I
right.
like this.
You, You're
oh,
trying
by the
to.
Way, Justin would be the one I would least.
I
least.
Would not
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you got
based
least
on
in
the
there.
Answers he just gave.
No, I forgot
very,
my
very smart.
I forgot my brother's birthday.
Yes.
2 years
yes.
in a row. So I'll just forget it.
I yes. You need to spice things up in the bedroom. You're going to take. You have to take the sexual advice, a move, if you will, from one of us, myself, Justin, and Joe. Which one are you going with?
I have to take a what?
We're going to give you a sexual move. Do
oh,
this.
A move.
And you have to do it to a T.
You ever heard of the
You know, without knowing what it is, just before you would just say, all right, I'm going to go with what
I love you, buddy.
Yes.
You're the least.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I'm out of practice.
I got to say, Joe might be the best. I mean, look what he did.
Have you ever tried the Kentucky Sledgehammer?
Okay. Have you ever tried the Upper Decker?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was right nearby.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes.
We were once a respectful law firm, and now here we are.
You ever engaged in an Alabama clam hammer? You ever done that?
All right. You are going to go on a couple's vacation. You and your wife with Joe and Katie, Justin and the lovely Mudge, or me and whomever I pick, choose. You don't
Rob's
know
the wild
a stranger,
card.
Basically.
Yeah, you either deal with the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Unless that
you,
Lily
it
girl
really
texts me
down
back.
What Carrie likes. And I've got to be honest, she likes Smudge and she likes Katie. That's a tough one. I got to take both. Can I take both?
That speaks on Carrie.
Oh. Really? Oh, okay. Yeah,
right. Let's step the bar up, okay? Really liked her. Yeah.
All right, you're going to couple swap.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
I don't know if I can.
I don't like
this one. You can't answer that question.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what? Objection.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sustained.
Okay. We did law.
I'm a
lawyer.
That's good.
You're right. Let me give you the certificate.
Hell yeah, man.
Here's my bar card.
I just passed the fucking
well
bar.
Well done.
There you go. You're now a
holy
lawyer.
Shit.
Okay.
That's a real bar.
Holy shit.
Yo.
That's all it is? Wow. There's no badge?
Wow.
That's it. That's the bar card.
Never
that's
seen
really
that
fancy.
Before.
Look at that. That's an actual bar card.
Holy shit.
I didn't know it was that real.
Sexy.
Yeah,
so
real, it actually give you a bar card, believe it or not.
I thought you guys just had to like limbo or something. Ooh. There's like an actual
actually, that's
bar.
That's my expired one. There's my real one there.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, what would you, nice. Let's say you have to hire one of us, what's it called, a paralegal? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Paralegal. You have to, it's a new DEI for straight white middle-aged males. You have to hire one of us.
I think Joe might have the BS quality that we need, you know, to be able to just talk to anybody.
I'm pretty good at Excel.
Yeah, I'm the least having a real job experience, so I mean, I think Joe would.
I actually work in the legal industry.
I worked as a court reporting dispatcher.
Like a probation officer or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're on probation.
In a women's minimum security prison. Oh, you want this new Trevain Valley boy?
You know, I got trapped in a women's prison one time.
And you have
Whoa, before. Hello.
I got, when I was in high school, I worked at a Purina. You know what
Frank,
Purina is?
Lotion! Just throw the bottle down.
No, I worked at a Purina warehouse, which sells like dog food and horse food.
Okay.
And they told me, hey, we need you to take a delivery to the women's prison. It was like fence posts.
It doesn't smell enough like rush in there.
So I try
feeding them.
I drive into the women's prison. It's an old truck. I drop everything off. I go to start the truck up and it won't start. So then I'm trying to get out of the women's prison, and all these women who are some of them behind bars and some are they're kind of they're all hooting,
are they,
hollering.
Are they catcalling?
Oh, catcalling!
Yes,
caged heat.
I'm like 17.
Yeah,
you know, they're
give me a delivery right here,
strapping Louisiana boy. Hey, call me Alpo.
Give you some kibbles and bits.
So I got trapped in a women's prison one time.
Let me
beg
on that strip.
Nice.
I got some good stories from back in the day.
I bet.
Before I was a law-abiding lawyer. Yeah, I was. I bent the law a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really hate about hearing you deliver cat food to a women's
prison. It wasn't cat food. It was like, you know, the Purina factory. It was great.
There's animals in there?
The guys always thought it was funny because I was the city guy that came out from Baton Rouge, and I went to Gonzales to work at the Purina factory. And so the first week they would take the cattle prodder when I was stocking the shelves, and they would come up behind you to give the cattle prodder. You know what a cattle prodder is?
Yeah, it's
electrocuted.
The thing would actually put bolts in your ass.
Yeah, they'd shock you for fun.
I mean, would you piss yourself?
I would. Yeah. You go limp for a moment.
I can't see out of my left eye for a week.
You're going to start putting packages back on the shelf.
I'm making friends. Everyone around there looks like you got polio from just getting zapped all day.
Good job. I came back for the second season.
All right, Rob, let's hit a couple more before we wrap this up on a Meet the Agenda Live with Randolph Rice.
Your career takes a turn where you now work at another law firm, and one of us is your boss. Ooh, which geez. One... are you most okay with and least okay?
I think Justin would be the boss that I could get away with the most.
Mm-hmm. So that's
you might be a tough boss.
You think? Yeah.
Rob is pretty business oriented.
Yeah.
And the murder mystery, they call me the perfectionist.
Multiple times been caught with a rum and coke at work. So you're good to go.
Yeah. I think Justin's in the parking lot probably doing something goofy.
I was admittedly let go from Nightmare Graphics in Columbia, Maryland for being caught playing Final Fantasy XI online on my work laptop for a grand total. You know, that's the job I figured out what a keylogger was, where they could log all your keystrokes. And they wanted to know why I was making the same repetitious motion over and over again. Because I didn't sell a single t-shirt in months, but I was leveling up my paladin. and my laptop was faced away from the door so they couldn't see the screen. So I'd be in there all the time, like, making money. And meanwhile, I'm just fighting dragons and shit.
What are we doing a Netflix special on your life?
Well, we're doing a special this fall. That's right. Going to work on it April 24th. Magoobies.com, Justin98 Rock. Be sure to go Falsehoods, Malarkey, and Lies, True Stories I Made Up. I'm going to be working that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going
to put April 4th, Seinfeld Trivia.
April 4th, Seinfeld
Josh
Trivia.
Spiegel.
That we are going to do the hard sell on soon. You did not attend the last Seinfeld Trivia.
Yes, I did.
You did attend that one?
I was in the top row with my boys.
That's right. You were up
yes,
there.
You were. Yes,
you were. You were up there. Yes, that's right. This next one, new gift basket being put together. Ooh. New question. Spiegs is going to be involved. Tickets are already moving. The last one was awesome. This one's going to be even better. The pleasure of your company is politely requested.
Final question.
All right.
You have to, for whatever reason, do a nude photo shoot. You're doing it with Rice Mirtha and Pesaurus or the DLP Agenda?
DLP Agenda.
Yes!
Thank
good.
God.
Because Frank's got his camera.
All right, let's do it. Bring down the ring light. Guys, let's get started.
Thank you to Randolph Rice. Amazing guest.
RiceLawMD.com.
Appreciate you.
Hire
this guy.
Thank you, guys.
Supports the arts. We'll talk to you next week on the DLP Agenda.
Later.